With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with Taryn Armstrong for our first Big Brother exit interview of the season. And today, Taryn, we're going to talk to Travis.
Travis, the man, the surfer bro. The shaving cream stain guy.
That's one of his things?
That's one of them.
It's one of his things. Yeah. Okay. So we will have our exit interview here with Travis. We're going to have these on Fridays throughout the pre-jury phase of the game. So be on the lookout for those. Of course, last night we got to talk about the eviction. Taryn's already got a live feed update on the books with Puya this morning. And then later on today, we'll be live for the Patrons of Robin's Podcast with the BB Q&A, where we'll take questions from the fans of Rob as a podcast. So looking forward to that one as well, Taryn.
Yes, should be a lot of fun. There's a lot to talk about, so should be a good one.
All right, we have Travis here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch in our interview with Travis. Hey, Travis, you're here with Rob and Taryn from Rob as a podcast. Travis, how you holding up today?
I'm doing solid gold, Rob. You know what? I am insanely grateful for the opportunity. I wouldn't really change anything about how I played, to be completely honest. I'm just, you know, probably an overly friendly, overloving character. And I really just jumped into some solid friendships that I know will extend beyond the walls of the Big Brother house. So overall, really grateful.
Can you just tell us at the top here that Julie referenced that you had a last minute pitch to try to sabotage Frenchie's game? Could you talk about what you said to Mr. French?
Poor Mr. French has made one too many promises that he couldn't keep. The biggest of those, obviously, is the result of me sitting here talking to you now. He told me on day one when he went into the house with myself, Xavier, and Derek F. that we were golden with him. We were good to go. I thought it was, you know, he told us we were completely safe throughout the reign of his head of householdship. And I thought it was a bold claim. I told him that. He actually just reiterated throughout the entirety of the week that I was rock solid with him, totally golden, not going home. Obviously, that did not come to fruition. And so I just told the truth and told other people that I felt it would be productive to kind of have that knowledge and kind of that card up their sleeve for them to be able to utilize that when they want, or if it's good for the game to not tell at all.
How'd you say it though?
Yeah, I said Frenchie has on multiple occasions lied to my face. I actually told them, and this is the total truth too, that I don't know if it will make the show or not. I looked him in the eyes at one point, you know, and said, "Dude, this is kind of, you know, coming down to the wire here." I think it was 4 a.m. on the night before the veto nominations. And I was like, "You've given me your word all week, and I've banked on that. You know, I haven't had any conversations to backstab you or to go against your objectives as head of household based on your word as a man." You know, he kind of rolls around the house banking on that, you know, telling everyone he's transparent and upfront with everybody. And, you know, I was like, this will totally tarnish that. If I'm put up, you will be a complete liar and not a man of your word. And he looked me in the eyes and said, "Man, I know." So I told everyone that. I was like, the guy knows he's a liar, and he's obviously willing to do, you know, whatever it takes, lying, you know, not being a man of his word, not being transparent with people. And that is literally what he stakes his game on. So, I mean, there's not much, you know, truth or desire to work with Mr. French in that regard if he's a blatant liar, right? So I told him that.
Do you think you were prepared for this style of gameplay, like being lied to right away from the HOH and you know, everything that happened?
Yeah, so it was my complete and utter expectation that I was going to go in the house and lie and steal and cheat and kill my way to the top and be totally fine with others doing that to me because I would totally see and expose their BS. One part of that was true. I could totally see anytime I was being BS'd around with, you know, and my leg was getting pulled. But I myself just, I'm not the type of guy that can lie, cheat, steal and kill. And, you know, I kind of put those personal relationships that I was developing above any sort of strategy. I didn't, you know, I got really close with Brent, with Frenchie, with Derek X, and I couldn't bring myself to tell them blatant lies to their faces, you know. And I think if I would have been more headstrong to do so, I would have been in a more advantageous position. But it didn't work out that way. I don't know. I'm like a big teddy bear. And I actually didn't know that going into the game. I know it sitting here now after.
Were you expecting the vote to be closer than it was?
I was expecting the vote to be unanimous. Bye-bye, surfer guy. So I was really surprised, actually, when two votes were tossed my way. You can call it, you know, potential personal relationship that led like Tiffany to vote for me or Derek. I highly doubt in either case that was the fact of the matter, though. I think it was more so their desire to inject a little bit of chaos into the game and for them to be able to blame it on someone else and put kind of targets on backs later on in the game.
You had to choose one person in the house to be the bee's knees. Who would you say is that person?
The absolute bee's knees. I mean, are we going personal or are we going game?
How about both?
Let's do both.
Okay. The absolute cream of the crop, big homie, would have been the showmance if I had enough time for it. Derek X. I mean, the guy is a royal goon. We love shooting the shits with each other. Probably a little too much, you know, to a fault. And I love the guy. I think he's going to come kick it in Hawaii after this, like direct from LA. He's going to get a ticket to my pad. The dude can't keep his mouth shut, though. I mean, it's open so wide. I'm sure bugs are crawling in and out of it. You can't really give any information to him without it being diffused across the house. So there's that. In terms of the bee's knees in the game, I think my guy, Big Kai, he is hooking it up really well. I think he has the best social game in terms of solid, intimate relationships and conversations with everyone consistently, daily. Yep. I mean, he must have like a schedule hid somewhere where he just checks off names. The guy is methodical with it. And I think his gleaming smile, you know, and his well-spokenness are going to get him really far.
Yeah, he's definitely cooking it up. So good point. So could you tell us if you were to stay on in the house and you won HOH, who would go up on the block? Frenchie?
I would not put Frenchie up on the block, although he is a lying son of a gun. I don't want to paint his back porch red quite yet. The guy has sway in the house. You know, he seems like an intimidating character that I think fear keeps a lot of people on his side. And if I were to try to go after him, he'd probably scream at me in the house. Everyone would, you know, pee their pants and get scared and flock to his side. And so I think I'd kind of keep him as much of in any sort of alignment with me, at least now, as I could. I would have the complete understanding and desire to get his ass out later when there is a more amicable opportunity for flipping the house. So for now, I think I got to go with Christian. I mean, he's a more handsome version of me. You know, the guy got casted literally with the same role as me is what it seemed like. He's a hell of a competitor. He's a great socialite. He has the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. All very dangerous no-nos for me.
We saw that there was some lap dancing going on,
yeah.
But ultimately it didn't translate to votes. Have you taken notes? Do you know what you need to do better when you lap dance in the future?
Yeah.
Or was it too good?
I think it might've been too good. Yeah. I'm sure team meetings got called about, you know, if there's a lap dancing competition that I'd be a massive threat in the house. That was hilarious. It was really just me in good spirits, letting, you know, showing people that at what I am in my core is wanting to have a good time, wanting other people to have a good time. It's never been a part of my personality to kind of hang my head low and, you know, chill out in my room scheming against people. Instead, I just wanted to, you know, to be charismatic and, you know, the same joyful personality that I walked into the house with, and also maybe potentially convey, you know, that in the face of hardship, you know, I'm the same person. When a lot of people probably aren't.
Travis, what do you feel like you did wrong? You came to the house, you didn't really bother anybody. You know, you got word from Frenchie, he went back on it, but what did you do wrong?
You know what? I think it mostly comes down to, I mean, I would actually put this at a 60-40 split between it being a series of unfortunate events putting me there and 60%, and then 40% it being Frenchie's fault. And that's just because, I mean, Frenchie was going after Brent first, then Brent literally became his stepson. I mean, the guy bothered like crazy. Then, you know, he wanted to throw Christian under there. Christian wins the safety. And then he actually mentioned, I think briefly, oh, well, Xavier, you know, could be a powerhouse. Look at the guy. He's like a little too foxy with his big muscles. That guy got safety. And then he went for Alyssa because of her close ties with Christian to kind of cut away at Christian. But then, I mean, there was the stepdaughter there. She came up to him and he made, you know, promises to everyone and their mama in the house. And so it really just came down to the sights getting zoomed in more and more. And I was the last buck with probably, you know, the most antlers, the biggest kill to take out, for a big play for any sort of alliance or lack of target on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to give, Derek X a job? Is this happening?
I love that people know that. yeah, I'll have him like running my coffee for me until, until I can understand that the dude, will actually keep his mouth shut about stuff. But no. Yeah, I'll work with the guy. Maybe we'll work at a strip joint or something together. We'll see.
Okay. And what's next for you, Travis?
Yeah, again, I mean, I think I want to get like a well-fitting dress, you know, and try out getting dollar bills stuffed in my pants. Mm-hmm. Because that went really well. Everyone seems to be super stoked about that.
Okay.
But no, seriously, yeah, I'm going to head back to the beach. You know, I'm going to get my tan on. I'm going to get my toes in the sand and kind of get back to what I love. I mean, we didn't have much daylight in that house with I think only two, maybe three opportunities to be out in the backyard mm-hmm. for a couple hours. And that actually took way heavier of a toll than I anticipated. So I'm very stoked for that.
Well, really nice to talk to you, Travis. And we wish you all the best outside the house.
Likewise, Rob. Thank you guys for your time.
All right. Thanks so much, Travis. Bye.
See y'all.
All right, Taryn, there you go. Travis.
There it is. I feel like I could just listen to Travis speak and like the words that he uses.
Pick things up.
Yeah. I feel like it's just very pleasant.
Yeah. He was fun.
Maybe. You might say golden.
Golden. Yeah. Yeah. And Taryn, I just want to let you know, you are my royal goon.
Yeah, okay.
That's good, right? That's positive.
I'm a goon, but I'm royalty. I'm a royal goon. So I think it's, I mean, it's at least not really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think it's good. So I'm using it in a positive connotation. I'll look it up on Google after we get done with the show. So
okay, sounds good.
There you go. All
hopefully right. I don't catch any bugs in my mouth.
Yeah, hopefully. So we'll have these exit interviews every Friday, and we'll bring them to you here on the podcast. And then also we got video of these, which we didn't always have in the past. So that is a nice treat. And then we'll be back with the BBQ&A for the Patrons Robins podcast. And then, Taryn, you'll do it all again tomorrow morning.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
We'll be, there's a lot. It's going to be a lot to talk about for tomorrow morning from today. So,
okay. Yeah.
Exciting week.
We'll have Kylan's nominations later on here in the day on Friday as well. Taryn, and then in addition to all the Big Brother, what's next for you?
Just find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'm live during the episodes, watching them with you guys, reacting. It's mm-hmm. all a fun time.
All right. Thank you so much for checking out our exit interview with Travis. Looking forward to seeing you, hopefully, on the BBQ&A for the patrons of Robinson Podcast. If not, we'll see you on Sunday night for the next live show or in the morning for the live feed updates. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry,
sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.